This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To take a peek at the royal wedding. Hey, hey, everybody. What a way to kick off this week here on ATN. Hope you had a good one. I'll tell you what, I did not get up early to see the royal wedding. I need every ounce of sleep that I can get. Plus, we have this thing called a DVR, so you know what? You can always tape it. It was a virtual who's who that went to the royal wedding, including David Beckham, the soccer star, who apparently was so handsome that the cameras could not keep away from David Beckham. However, there was massive interest in Meghan Markle, the American actress who some people knew very little about and now know much more about after the royal wedding. And there was massive fascination about it. We had so much going on here on our shores, but there were people, and maybe it was a lighthearted moment after another horrific school shooting and then bouncing into the weekend, that for some people it was, I guess, kind of the great escape. And it's the fantasy, the princess, and she's an American and, you know, all that kind of thing. So I don't know what the ratings are across the board for the royal wedding, but I know that I saw a lot of people that I was surprised by that, got up early and went to various British pubs and special different parties to go and celebrate the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And it was at Windsor Castle. And of course, Prince Harry is a member of the British royal family. And as I mentioned, Meghan Markle is not. She is an American. The cost of the wedding, this would make you choke. $700,000 $700,000 $700,000 So not quite a million. Who was there? Well, you know, George Clooney, his wife Amal, and as I said, no shortage of celebs that flew across the pond to go and see the wedding. And what was the conversation about? Dresses and famous people and the uniqueness of the service, because you had one of the addresses was delivered by Reverend Michael Bruce Curry, who traveled to Windsor from Chicago. And what's unique is the Reverend was a Black American, so you had the mixing of cultures. And Meghan Markle, this was another unique deal about this, asked Prince Charles to walk her down the aisle because her father, who lives in Mexico, didn't go to the wedding because he had health problems. So he gladly did that. Markle's mother, Doria Raglan, had escorted her to the chapel before she walked down the first half of the aisle on her own. Then she was followed by bridesmaids and page boys, they call them. And then Prince Charles walked her the rest of the way. Meanwhile, while that was happening, there was sadness all around and shock because there was another school shooting. And the conversation, of course, was about, you know, just days afterwards, what are we doing? What's going on? And Well, you've had these mass shootings where you've had these debates and rallies and all that other sort of stuff. You had the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, saying he's going to host a series of roundtable discussions to find solutions to improve safety and security at schools. And it'll include parents and teachers and shooting survivors and legislators and groups that advocate for and against gun regulations. And you know, it's just kind of a mixed bag. And, of course, what happened was you had a 17-year-old student who went into the art complex at the rear of Santa Fe High School, Texas, early Friday with a pump-action shotgun and a .38 caliber revolver and started shooting. So 10 people in 30 minutes were down before he surrendered to police, and they're looking into what makes this, you know, what makes this happen, what made him do this. And the answer is the ramblings. They found ramblings on Facebook, and that he had had a manifesto, and it's, gosh, just terrible. The trauma of this, and people discussing what can we do, what red flags can we look at, and it's very hard to, I think, come up with a concrete list, because there's so many variables. If you're going to have kind of a lockdown situation where there's one entrance and one exit, depending on the size of the school, is it realistic? But if it saves, does it save lives? And speaking of saving lives, in the case of the school, because now we've seen that there's so much of this going on. It was right by Galveston, by the way, to give you a sense. So not too far from Houston of where it was. And what is coming out is that the shooting suspect apparently, supposedly, was bullied. And that's what led to that. And there were, you know, there were people trying to block doors. There was a student that was killed blocking a door. And his name was Christian Garcia. He was just 15 years old. And boy, oh boy, what a, again, what a horrific thing to have to talk about, to have to see, to have to once again be thrust into this horrible situation for these students where they're fighting for their life, have no defense other than ducking, hiding in closets, someone, you know, doing something with the door, getting out in a hail of bullets, being at a different side of the school and being lucky their class wasn't chosen, because this was definitely a class where the shooter went into that class. And boy, oh boy, it's, you know, supposedly the father of the shooter told the Wall Street Journal that his son was a good boy and he was mistreated at school. He was bullied. And he said he thought that was what was behind the shooting. Incomprehensible. That's all I can say. We're going to hit the headers coming up next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a throwback to when we used to read papers. Do you remember that? We used to read the papers. And I actually kind of miss those days. Of course, if I was reading the paper, it would mean I actually had time to read the paper. And I live in a world where there's not that kind of time, much like many of you. Although you may read, and I get great joy out of this, you may read your local papers. Any of you do that? I have some incredible affiliates here for America Tonight, including KPAM in Portland, and a lot of people, and I mention them because if you want to get mentioned more, you have to send me emails from that direction. The people in Portland are always sending me fascinating email, and I think a lot of them are readers of the local papers, the suburban papers. And that's how you find out about your neighborhood, though. You know, so community papers, I think, are pretty popular. You know, they get enough sponsorship that hasn't really gone away. And some newspapers are in those areas where their circulation is decent. It's not what it once was, let's say, in its heyday, but there is still circulation. So they might have had a cutback on a few things, but not completely across the board. The Gray Lady infuriates so many and really gives joy to so many others. New York is an interesting place because you have both more conservative slanted paper and, of course, a more liberal slanted paper. And people who say that, oh, no, it's not slanted either way, is they're not telling you the truth when it comes to politics anyway. So if you were to pick up the Gray Lady, what would the Gray Lady's headline say? This would be a top. The fold, if you will. Trump's team's infighting thwarts victory on China trade. So they talk about this divisions and jockeying for influence, the White House and this trade team, and then all of a sudden, poof, now they're deciding and they're going to wait and see what happens. They're calling off the whole tariff thing for now and seeing if they can work it out. And if they can, they will. And if they can't, back to the drawing board, because you can always throw up another tariff, right, Mr. President? And, of course, the answer is yes. Throw up the money. Throw it up. Put the tax on it. All right, also, in the Gray Lady, this would be something else that you would have seen. And it talks about, it's interesting, talks about the goddess of volcanoes in Hawaii, and the fact of the lava path that the Kilauea's shadow is welcoming for many because it's expressing reverence for the deity, Madame Pele, and thanking her even when the lava destroys their home. So a lot of people are loving the lava. Oh, I would find that hard to love the lava washing over my house and leaving me homeless, but different strokes for different folks. And, of course, it goes back to history with the whole Pele and the eruption and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So that would be the headline. Hawaii's goddess of volcanoes awes those living in lava's path from one extreme to another. And then this is a big headline, not just in the New York Times, but in so many of the other papers, and it's Tesla adding more expensive versions of the Model 3, and the buyers of the cheapest model of the electric car have to wait. Why? Because they're struggling. They can't produce it the way they would have to produce it. It can't happen. The waiting, the lines for the Tesla, how much it costs, it's just a losing proposition for them, and they're stuck in between a carburetor in a hard place. Let's put it that way. All right, if we were to look at the Washington Post, what would the Washington Post be talking about? The Washington Post would say this, including, it would include this. It would include Trump and Moon Jae-in to meet amid signs that partnership is faltering on North Korea. Pyongyang's hostile rhetoric has renewed concerns at the White House that Kim Jong-un is not serious about denuclearization. So they're trying to figure out what's happening with that. Then there's a headline that says, Republican lawmakers to review classified information on FBI source. This is a big deal. The White House announced the planned meeting could be viewed as something of a concession from the Justice Department because the problem is they're saying now the Trump people might have been surveilled when he was running for president, and that's bad on the DOJ. Let's put it that way, right? So there's a little slice of what I call the headers, and I'm going to give you a couple of really quick ones, and I'm going to go in a few different directions. Let's do the Chicago Trib. Chicago newspapers are always very Chicago-centric, even if they've got a lot of national news. They have a ton of Chicago news because people in Chicago don't care about anything else. So what does it say in the Chicago Trib? Democratic lawmaker says she resigned Cook County sheriff post because she felt pressure from Madigan allies. So this lawmaker resigned her part-time job, saying the Capitol. So that was enough. And then there was this. This May is already the fourth wettest on record in Chicago, and more rain is in the forecast. Now, there's something we can get behind, right? Have an umbrella, carry that umbrella in that wicked city, right? Because nothing worse than being soaked to the bone by the time you arrive at your destination. And they're saying that, you know, Chicago's really endured a brutal winter like so many others in the Midwest. But as of Monday, Chicago had 7.23 inches of rain this month. They say it's one of the soggiest. You have to go back in the books to 1945. 1945 to see that again. Wow. So that's back a ways. And then how about this? Wrigley Field serves as a classroom for Lane Tech students. It's a new partnership with the Cubs that allows the teens to use Wrigley Field for a data-driven experiment. And, of course, why wouldn't they do that? What happens when Wrigley's empty and no one's around? They are saying, let's let the kids work and design things that are part of their curriculum. It's technology. It's digital fabrication, design, problem solving, and let them work on things that could partner with us even more. And we could measure the students' experiments. That's not a bad view. Hey, we're having class at Wrigley today. Ooh, that sounds good. For anyone who's interested in sports, it probably sounds really, really good. All right, how about this? Here's another one for you. L.A. Times, we go completely west. L.A., like Chicago, very L.A.-centric, California-centric. So on the top, California Attorney General appeals judge decision to overturn physician-assisted suicide law, controversial, allowing terminal patients to request lethal medications from their doctors. It's subject of litigation and has been for years. Then Mayor Eric Garcetti to do third round of interviews with LAPD chief candidates. So how about that? That's a big one. They're trying to fill the needs there. And then there is five women suing USC, alleging they were victimized by the campus gynecologist. So more of the Me Too plus. And then there is one national story, and it's the gun battle. Negotiations lasted 15 minutes before Texas shooter was apprehended. And classes, of course, are set to get kicked back in. And it's a tough time for all the students there, and it talks about that and what it's been like in the couple of days going through the weekend, what it's been like for the students since the shooting, and it's all too familiar in any newspaper or any .com, et cetera, that is a very big story. Al Zednik, my pal, joins us next. He has a great story in a Forbes book. We're introducing you next on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So pleased to welcome to the show my pal Al Zedek. He is just a master of, I think, not only mastering your cash flow, but also mastering what it is that blocks you in your mind that keeps you from growing and retaining wealth, which is perfect because the name of his book is Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business is the upcoming book. I read his book in one sitting. I was supposed to go somewhere and my husband kept saying to me, are you ready? Are you ready? Call him. We're going to be late. I love this book. And I'm not just sort of just saying that because I met Al and I really like Al, but I really enjoyed this book and I'm starting to implement some of what he's talked about in the book. And it's really been a game changer for my mind and how I think about money. So Al, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay. It's a delight to be here. Thank you.
And, you know, I want to talk about your story. Before we dive deep into this, tell everybody that's listening how you, first of all, what brought you to write this book and what was the big game changer in your life as far as money was concerned?
Well, you know, I'm actually the poster child for not mastering your cash flow or handling cash flow very poorly. I guess my story begins over a little over 30 years ago when I started a CPA firm. And we were wildly successful. Over 5 years, we grew to be 25 people, four or five partners. a very nice firm in that area. And but I started, I didn't really manage my firm well, and I got into other things like real estate and other businesses. And quite frankly, I did not keep track of my cash flow. I was out there to sell, do things, rock and roll, but never, you know, look at what was coming in and what was going out. And I got myself into real trouble. I was on the verge of financial ruin, of bankruptcy. I had to at one time call a third of my staff in a room one day and fire them that day because I could not make the next payroll, which I could tell you really to this day haunts me that I really messed up those people's lives that way. So so basically I was on the verge of going under, and I happened to just run into another CPA who was in, at that time, the beginning of the financial industry and financial planning, and he made me sit down and put together a financial plan. And I would tell you, once I did that, if I felt badly before, now I looked how bad I really was, and I knew I had to take action. And he showed me what to do to start focusing on cash flow, better decisions, how to make decisions that were aligned with your life, and sometimes very tough decisions. And from that, I recovered, and I was so enthralled with what he did for me, as I went back to my partners and said, look, we're a CPA firm that focuses on sophisticated tax planning and filing. We could be so much more to people. We could change their lives. We could empower them to live the lives they want now in the future. And, my partners didn't really agree with me on that, so I basically split out of my own, started my own financial planning company, and basically really changed the way I really managed my career so that I could help people like that one person help me. So eventually I wrote this book because after doing this with so many people for so many years, I wanted to make sure that others could see that, you know, you have it within you to basically live the life you want now and in the future by just, you know, looking at your cash flow better, making better decisions, and if you have to, get help around that.
You know, Al, I love hearing your story because I think for a lot of people, they think it's too late or they just don't know enough.
That's true,
and
yes.
You, I mean, the irony, of course, is you were an accountant, right? So
yes.
If an accountant has to learn these lessons, then probably everybody has to learn these lessons. And I think sometimes people think, well, I can't, or I'm not smart enough, or I wasn't born into it, or whatever it is. I mean, I think you really demonstrate that anybody can learn this. And that's, I love your book, too. It's one of our books here at Forbes Books. The first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. And the upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business. And it seems to me what you're talking about here is valuable both in the context of a business, as in your business and other businesses and business owners and business leaders who are listening, but it seems like the same lessons or a slight tweak on them is equally applicable to people as well. Is there a lot of consistency in terms of mastering cash flow for both an individual and a business?
Actually, there is, yes. Well, for one thing, going back to the fact that I'm a CPA and I got myself in trouble, that's never lost on people, never lost, the irony is not lost on me. And actually, I share that a lot so that people, when they first come into you, realize, you know, you have made all these perfect decisions your life. Because you're right, they're there like saying, I really messed up, and here's Al Zanuck, he's the perfection of all decisions he's ever made. No, we all have to learn from that. But getting back to your question or your comment about, are the processes just about the same? Yes. And, you know, businesses get into trouble because they don't really concentrate on their cash flow or take the time to take care of their best customer, their business.
Hmm.
People do the same thing. They may become masters or really good at their jobs, but they don't take the time personally to concentrate on their cash flow at home or spend some time with it. But, you know, it's sort of natural, isn't it? I mean, we don't wake up on a Saturday morning and a beautiful day like today and say, yes, I can't wait to hit that budget. I can't wait to look at my numbers. Or we don't come home from work and the first thing we say to our spouse at night say, hey, honey, let's have some fun tonight. Let's look at our monthly expenses. You know, that just doesn't happen. So, but the thing is, the lessons are the same. Eventually, it's like if you want to be good at tennis or you have if you want to get better and better health or shape, you start to get into a routine. And maybe, you know, you don't like to go to the gym, but you know it's good for you. Or you don't, or maybe going to tennis lessons helps you become a better tennis player. It's changing behavioral patterns and understanding that the benefits can be really tremendous to you. That is what I try to teach in both books.
Yeah, so Al, I love that analogy. It's just like tennis or getting in shape. You just start to work that muscle. So how do you start to work that muscle? Is it just a little bit at a time? Do you look at it like you just described?
Well, if it's a bit of business, again, what I try to do is get them to focus on working on the business and not just in it. One of the ways to do that is business owners, and by the way, people say this too, I don't have the time for this. I'm too busy in my career or in my business. And I try to point out to them is that, you know, if it's really important, you have the time. Like suppose you say that, but all of a sudden you get a phone call from home and Johnny has fallen off his bike and he's on the way to the hospital. What do you say to your spouse? Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the time. No, you make the time if it's that important. So you have to decide if basically living the way you want and basically making sure that you're achieving what you want in life, the way you want to live now in the future, is that important? And then take baby steps toward it. It might be like, you know, you schedule like once a month, whether it's your business or yourself personally, just to look at what you are spending, you know, not to criticize it, but just what's going out and then maybe what's coming in. And then maybe just looking at the lines like, do I have to have cable? Can I get Netflix? Do I have to have all those magazine subscriptions? Stuff like that. You might find there's sort of ways to just start to save if you really want to. It's the same thing in a business too, is you schedule a time. Basically make sure it's in your calendar every week, 1 hour, or every 2 weeks, an hour or two. And start to review things. What has come in? What does my cash flow look like? Did I make more than I lost this last month? And if I did, what am I going to do about it? So it's taking some things, behavioral things, and starting to put them into your schedule that starts to change your pattern, your habits.
His name is Al Zenick. His first book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth, and his upcoming book, Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow a Valuable Business, both Forbes books. His website is alzdenek.com, alzdenek.com, and also tswealth.com. And a huge following for you on Twitter, Al, at alzdenek. I guess I have this question, and I think we're going to have to keep you over for a second segment, because I know this is going to erupt, Kate, into
terrific.
A big discussion. But Al, I think one of the biggest problems, and I'm reflecting on my own experience here, is the minute you use the word budget, it sucks the oxygen out of the room. And I have found
that
in both business and personally. And I'm just wondering, you know, what do you think of movements to sort of gamify money management? Or maybe we should even change the word to chocolate or cheeseburger or pizza or something. I mean, is there a way to get past that sort of stigma so that people realize, as you said, and I know we're going to roll into a second segment on this, but you said earlier, once you discovered you had a problem, you really got into managing your money. You made it sound like you started really having fun with it. And I think we need to figure out how we can have fun with it too. Will you stay with us for a second segment and we can talk about this more?
Yeah, sure. My pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, we got to flush out what Greg said about
chocolate.
Cheeseburger.
Chocolate.
I'm thinking, you know, I'm doing the kale shake thing, so you're making me very, very hungry. Al Zenick, you are fantastic, and we're going to bring Al back, as Greg said, for another segment, but I'm going to mention this again. He's the author of Master Your Cash Flow, The Key to Grow and Retain Wealth. It's very easy to read, and it's chock full of such incredible
information. Chock full or chock?
Yeah, it's chock full of such incredible information. So, Al, thank you so much for joining us on this version of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Thanks for having me, Kate and Greg.
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So, David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry, and Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, a lot of the farms have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Those are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified designer dress, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it, too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting, you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers, and it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people, and there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet, and so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon, so there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell, I mean, this is good, so advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears, what do you advise that they do? Just make sure, that, I mean, obviously your site is safe and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses?
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much. CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, when they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down, and then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there is some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, and how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.